Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we declare that it is well with our soul because our soul is in right standing because of Jesus. Father, not what we could do on our own, but what you have done for us. You sent your Son, you died on the cross, you rose again in victory for our souls. And it is what gives us the strength to declare that truth, no matter what our circumstance, no matter what our situation, no matter what we face or what we have dealt with, that it is well with my soul. Because my God takes care of me. My God holds me when I cannot stand on my own. My God goes before me when things around me consume me. That you hold our soul and you give us overwhelming peace. So, Father, today we thank you for your grace, for your love, and your divine peace in any and every situation. And Father, I pray that as we dive into your word, that it will become alive to us, Father. For it is living and it is active. And Father, give us the obedience to follow what you lay out before us. Help us to walk in faith and to follow where you lead. Lord God, we again thank you for the gift of life through Christ and the divine peace that comes from you and you alone. And we pray all of this in Jesus' powerful name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Well, good morning. My name is Pastor Paul, and I am the lead pastor here at Crosspoint. And it is an honor and a privilege to share God's word with you today and to worship with you. And what an awesome time we had last weekend celebrating the resurrection of Jesus on Easter. Listen, we had 19 people who accepted Jesus as their Savior, and we are excited about that. And it was awesome. We had over 4,300 people come to one of our four services, and it was off the chain. I don't know if you guys were here a part of that, but man, it was incredible just to see what God was doing, and I'm so excited today to see so many of you back. And we are launching into a series expanding on the truth that we talked about this past Sunday, the peace of God. The peace of God. You see, human beings were created to live in peace with God, but sin destroyed that peace. We were created to live in a perfect peace with God, but sin distorted, destroyed, and ripped and ruptured that peace away from us. But in the midst of that, God acted. In the midst of our brokenness and our separation and the turmoil and strife and chaos and confusion, we have peace with God through Jesus. And we talked about this key verse last week, Romans 5:1. Romans 5:1, it says simply this: therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. That through our faith in Jesus, we have peace with God forever. That's eternal peace. Peace for all of my existence, not just here on earth, but for my eternity with Him. Now, what Jesus did tell us, though, we looked at John chapter 16, He said, in me you will have peace, but in this world, you're still going to have some trouble. And we talked about how to have true peace with God for eternity comes through faith in Jesus, but that doesn't necessarily change or transform our immediate circumstance or situation. That we still live in a broken world that's corrupted by sin. We still have chaos and pain and trouble. So how do we experience daily peace with God in our everyday life? How do we experience walking with God in peace when everything around us is chaotic and troubled and stressful? I mean, how do we do that? Because I have this peace with Jesus through Jesus forever. But Monday's coming, and you got to go to work. And you got some coworkers, and some supervisors, and some people. How do I have peace knowing that I got that doctor's appointment on Tuesday, and I don't know what the diagnosis is going to be? How do I have peace trying to raise a family when I got a whole lot more bills left over than I got money? How do I have peace when my marriage is on the verge of collapse and I don't know what to do? How do I have peace when everything around me are raging seas of turmoil and stress and pain? Well, today that's what we're going to do. We're going to look at a few ways that we can experience the peace of God in our daily lives. For those who have a faith in Christ and that eternal peace, but how do I experience that peace here and now? And so we're just going to talk about three simple things that are simple sounding and in truth, but might take a little bit more in reality for us to apply to our lives. And the first one is this: to experience peace in my everyday life, I need to run to God's presence. I need to run to God's presence. And this truth is found in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. So if you have your Bibles, feel free to turn over to Isaiah 26, verse 3. Isaiah is one of the major prophets in the Old Testament, so that's going to be in the front half of your Bible. The words are going to be up here on the screen if you don't have one, and there's a stack of free Bibles in the back of the room. That's our gift to you today. If you don't have a copy of God's Word, we would love to give you one. But in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, it says this: you, being God, will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. He says that he's going to keep us in perfect peace. Fantastic. Love perfect peace. Sign me up. He says, all who trust in you, how? Whose thoughts are fixed on you. Whose thoughts are fixed on you. See, the first part of experiencing God's peace in my daily life, even though the rest of the world or my life may not be peaceful, is to fix my thoughts on him. It's to fix my mind on Jesus. And I know for some of you, but Pastor Paul, you don't understand how hard it is for me to fix my mind. Squirrel. I'm just so like easily distracted. Like, I try to, but oh, hold on, I get a text. And I'm trying to fix my mind, but man, my mind just can't stay fixed on anything because I am so distracted, I am so bombarded, I am so overwhelmed, I'm so inundated with things that are vying for my attention, and my mind is torn. And I get that. I understand that. Listen, I'm a parent too. I understand that there are times where we are in the bathroom for 30 minutes just to have peace and quiet. I didn't have to go to the bathroom at all. I just knew if I could lock the doors, they'd stay away. Like, you can't get that moment. And it's just getting more and more and more overwhelming. Like, overwhelming to the point of, like, they're just inundated with everything that wants your attention, with everything that's a distraction, with everything that is just killing the ability to breathe and to think and to stay grounded. And I love what the scriptures say here, though. It says that, listen, he keeps in perfect peace all whose thoughts are on him, all who fix their thoughts on him. In other words, it's up to me to fix my thoughts on God. It's up to me to set that precedence in my life. It's up to me to be the one. Right? Like, so when I wake up, here's just what I do. When I wake up, the very first thing I do in the morning is I just read God's word. Now, I don't want you to think like I'm over there doing some like giant study and I'm unrolling Hebrew scrolls and I've got music and chanting and all kind of. No, I literally am just like reading just a couple of verses of scripture just to get my mind grounded and rooted. Why? Because I want to set my day. And I know if I don't do that first thing, by the time I get to like lunch, I'm like, oh, that day shot. Totally messed up and made mistake. Like I got to start. I just want to fix my mind. So I'm going to start my day with him. And then throughout the day, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to regularly check in with God. Not because he needs it. I'm not like, hey, God, just making sure you're okay. How's Jesus doing? Is he good? Is he discussing ruckus up there? What's going on? No. I'm checking in with God. Why? Because I need to make sure what? That I'm fixing my mind on him. And it could be something as simple as just a quick prayer as I'm walking down the hall. Hey, God, before I walk into this meeting, help me just be your light today. Hey, God, I gotta have this appointment with somebody. Hey, just help me say something that points them to you in the midst of this. Hey, I know I got to do this thing, and it was not scheduled, and now it's inconvenient. Now I got to push some stuff. Help me to have a positive attitude. Hey, God, could you take that person in the left lane and make them get over because their turn signal is driving me crazy? Like sometimes it's just simple things throughout my day just to keep me fixed, to keep me grounded. Man, when I end my day the same way every single time. I gather up our children, my wife, and we just pray every night. Why? Because I want to fix my mind, and I want to fix my family's mind on Jesus. And I'm going to pray for my kids. I'm going to pray with my kids. I'm going to thank God they're still alive. Right? Because sometimes kids, woo! And I'm just going to pray as a family. So I just want to fix my mind as I'm ending my day. It might be the last one I got to see. I have no guarantee of tomorrow. And then when I go to bed, man, I'm just trying to just steady and put my mind at ease and put my trust in God, and I'm just going to pray some more. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to thank God for my wife. I'm going to pray for my children. I'm going to pray for our church. Pray for our nation. Pray for family and friends, and just pray that the kingdom of God advances in a world that is so desperate and longing for his peace. I'm just going to fix it. Why? Because I know the reality of this world. And I know that at any moment there's so many things that are just going to come to try to unsettle me and try to move me and get me to shift. But I know this, that when I fix my mind on God, I'm more likely to follow God. But when my mind wanders, then you know what happens? My mouth wanders. Man, when my mind wanders, you know what happens? My actions and behaviors wander. When my mind starts, when I don't fix my mind on Jesus, man, that's when all kinds of stuff wanders. And you know what happens then? I don't have the peace of God then. I have tension. I have anxiety. I got stress. I have worry. But when I fix my mind on Jesus, I know this. Whatever's out of my control is in his control. Whatever I don't got, he got it. And I'm just going to fix myself. And I'm the type of person that, like, if I'm building something and it says one screw is good, you know what's better than one screw, though? Two screws. You know what's better than two screws? Three screws. Like, if I'm taping something, you know one piece of tape is good, but four pieces of duct tape, way better. Because let's be honest, I mean, if you can't fix it with duct tape, was it worth owning to begin with? Right? I mean, come on, because we live in Florida and we understand the world that we live in. Come June 1st, we get warned every year, oh, the winds are coming, the rains are coming. And it's at that moment you're thinking, well, man, do I have like two tie-down straps on my roof? Do I have the three-nail thing that my insurance agent said I need? Like, we all, because we know that life and what comes unexpectedly is going to test how certain and how fixed where we are, how good can it withstand that? Why would I not put the same time, energy, and attention into making sure my soul is at peace with the Lord before I walk out into this world by not fixing? I gotta fix my mind on Jesus. Because everything else is gonna be fighting and pulling and vying to pull me away from my focus. Second thing that I need to do to live at peace and live in God's peace is to respect God's principles. Psalm 119, that's right in the middle of your Bible. Psalm 119 is a book. It's a collection of songs and prayers and hymns and worship. And it is also